here were like born in Toronto, always lived in like Ontario. Yeah, so it's like a little bit more than half, right? So how much more should we not be vested into our city, right? Okay, how many people, what cities are you guys even from? I know that this is kind of like all campuses. Brampton, Mississauga, downtown. Wow, that must have been a bus ride coming from Vancouver. Okay, so how many people feel at home when you're in like you're part of the GTA? Right? Where do you feel at home? Which part of the city are you at home in? If you're like, I know everything on my block, where is that? Yeah, in Brampton? You're at home in Brampton? Like for me, if we go to like Bloor West Village, wherever that is, down by like Dundas West and Bloor kind of thing, right? Linda's lived there for like 20 years. I can find every grocery store, every other coffee shop. I know how far it is to the movie theater. You know, I know which Blockbuster I can be like a couple extra days late on, and they're not gonna like charge me for the whole movie. They'll let me still bring it back. You know, it's like, you know your neighborhood, right? And so what this whole Love Our City thing is about, it's about a verse that comes out of Jeremiah 29, and it starts kind of in verse 5-ish. But I'm gonna start in verse 4, and it says like, the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, sends this message to all the captives who have been exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Okay, so he starts off by saying who've been exiled. Do you guys, exiled, know what that means? Yeah, they've been thrown out, right? So it's kind of like, I don't know, what I was thinking it for relational purposes when I was speaking a couple Sundays ago, it was like, they just got moved. You know, it's like they know their neighborhood and they had to move. And, you know, if we're under 15, when I was talking to like kids church last week, I was like, they had to go sit in the corner and have a timeout, right? They didn't get to hang out with their toys. They weren't in their own neighborhood. They had to move. They had nothing. They had to leave their homes. They had to leave their families. They were spread out into like 17 different cities around the world, which is kind of like how we see ourselves sometimes when we're in different pockets all over the place and we can be out of our element. And what God is telling them through this whole passage, have you guys studied this passage a little bit? Did you talk about it last week? Yeah, because what he's saying here is when you go down to verse 5, he's saying, build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens, eat food, eat the food you produce, marry and have children, then find spouses for them, and grandchildrens multiply, don't dwindle away, and work for the peace and prosperity of your city, which is kind of what Ben was talking about here a little bit. So two like very important lessons that this message is not about. This is not about having babies, okay? They say like, have children and marry them off. Well, most of us aren't at that place yet. Anybody parents? No? Anybody planning on being parents in the next like 6 months? Wise. Okay, don't get there. You know? Oh, man. I went on vacation with my best friend who has like a 6-month-old. I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. But I'm still having that conversation with my wife. That's why I can say it, because she's not here. But it's like, they're saying go out and like multiply, do stuff, grow things, right? Anybody buying a house in like the next 6 months? No? So it's like, we look at these things in the Bible and we can be like, well, how does that apply to us, right? And so I've been looking at a couple of these things as to things that we can do that put things practical for where we're at. Does anybody know who Justin Bieber is? I'm guessing everybody does, right? Hang on. He did. I don't know if that makes him more cool or less cool. I haven't figured that out yet. But did the world know who Justin Bieber was last year? He was in Toronto like this weekend for something, doing an interview, and they were talking about how last April he was singing at like some, the article here, but they were saying that he couldn't find 50 people to sing to in Stratford, where he's from. Right? So if you go from Justin Bieber, who just sold out 28,000 seats at the Air Canada Centre 6 months ago, to being the same kid that couldn't sell 50 tickets in his own hometown, that's a huge difference. Right? And that's what we're here to talk about today, is being the difference. And I want to talk about some young people that have made a true difference in the world that we live in today. There's this little guy named Connor Owens from Saskatoon. Okay. Oh, sorry. I mixed two guys together. Connor Kindred. Okay, Connor Kindred is 10 years old, and he helped raise $17,000 for a water project in Ethiopia. Did anybody have 17 grand when they were 10 years old? Just, that is cool. All right, so let me tell you what little guy did, and then we're gonna kind of build on that a little bit. Come on, listen to the story. The dude's 10. You're all like 15, and he has probably twice as much money as most of us do. A 10-year-old boy in Regina raised $17,000 for a water project in Ethiopia after his parents told him that donating an Xbox video console to an Ethiopian children's project probably wasn't the best idea. While his family is in the process of adopting a child from the African country, Connor learned a Canadian-based charity called Water Can was helping schools in that country with very basic necessities like water. I started by wanting to give my Xbox away when it broke, and then they told me they couldn't take it because they didn't have electricity and they didn't want it because it was broken. But I heard that they needed water and I couldn't go there and build one because I was too little, and so they had to find some other way that I could do. They said that I could raise money to help them build their well. Started out with my cousin giving me her piggy bank. She was 8. She had 12 bucks. That really did me no good. So I started by saving half of my allowance every week and got up to 400 bucks in the course of the year. Then I got to talk about it to some older people at the bank, and they matched my $400 three times to give me $1,400. And basically the whole story is he just kind of kept growing his goal, and he talked about it. He had people give him money, and then he was able to build a school and a well with $17,000. Little guy's 10 years old, right? He made a big difference in Ethiopia. But my thing is we're talking about making a difference at home, right? So what are some things that we can do to make differences at home? Well, with this Love Our City project, one of the groups that we get to work with is underprivileged kids in downtown Toronto. Did you know that there's over 1,400 kids in Toronto every day that go to public school that can't afford a regular lunch? You know, that's a pretty intense number, because that's one in every 15 students that go to public school that can't afford a regular lunch. And so it seems like a little thing to offer to buy somebody lunch, but let's face it, we can tell who the kids that probably can't afford $5 for a lunch are at school, right? Can you tell who a lot of these kinds of people are? People who don't eat, right? People who usually bring a sandwich that consists of two pieces of bread and a piece of cheese, unless you like cheese sandwiches. No harm on that. Right, but there's like little things that we can do to reach out. What are some other things that we can do that would show some love to our city that like we can do with where we're at right now? Not sitting on the chairs, but like this week. What's something that we could do to show love for our city? Yeah. What's that? Yeah, taking a homeless person to lunch. Okay? I live on Dundas West. We have 3 homeless people in our neighborhood that are there like all the time. If you take them to 7-Eleven, they know exactly which sandwich they want, and it costs like $1.49. One guy's like egg salad and cheese. Not that big a deal, right? Does anybody ever have $1.50 in their pocket? Ever? So it's like some of us can make a difference that way. What's something else that we could do that costs absolutely zero money that would show love for our city? Yes, we could pray for people. We're gonna get to that one. We can pick up trash, right? Did you know that the city of Toronto spends $800,000 a year picking up trash? Almost $1 million they spent hiring other people to pick up trash. If every person in Toronto picked up 6 pieces of trash throughout the course of the year, they could have 15 of those full-time employees doing other things. They wouldn't cut hockey programs for after school, right? I know it's a numbers thing, but all of these things kind of trickle down to like little things that we can do. And like Nathan said, we can pray for our city. The last time I was here, I got to talk about prayer and the power that prayer changes things. Who's ever seen prayer change something in healing? Has anybody ever seen somebody healed? Has anybody ever thought to pray for the healing of their city? You know, it's a bit of a different concept, right? When we pray for the healing of our city, but there's a lot of things that we can pray healing for our city for. Ben talked about one of them being prosperity. Does anybody know that Toronto is a little bit broke? Anybody know that? They're in debt. They raise the TTC price to get on the bus. You know, they've got to do all these different kinds of things because they're not managing their money as best as they can. So what are some things to pray for? Lowering TTC rates, but who do we have to pray for to do that? The government, right? That new chick that just got the job that's the head of the TTC. I saw her in the paper this morning, but couldn't remember her name. But it's like, you can pray for your government, right? Be like, God, I bless our government leaders to be excellent with the money that my parents pay in taxes, right? If you're in Mississauga, Mississauga has like a surplus of $470 million, right? That's a lot of money for a city. And be like, God, I pray for Hazel that she lives for a really long time so that she can keep being good with our money, right? Does anybody know Hazel? See her in the paper, right? She's pretty cool. I got to do my research project on her for my last year of school. I was like, I lived in Winnipeg at the time, but I was like, dang, she's old. And now it's 10 years later and she's still old. Man, craziness. But it's like, there's these people that we can pray for because prayer is going to change our city. What are some other things that we can pray for in our city besides the government? Somebody, anybody, can we pray for the people of our city? You know, one of these things we're going to do in the summer in July is everybody's going to pick a street and they're going to walk down it and they're going to pray for that street. You know, you can pray for salvation for your city, that people find God. You can pray for healing, like, you can pray for the spirit of infirmity to leave your city. You can pray for, does anybody want somebody in their city to be sick? You know, how many people have families that live in the city? Everybody has a family that lives in the city, a family member, right? So we can pray for the health of our city, right? God, I pray that, you know, that food standards would be kept high so that people, you know, eat food that keeps them healthy. We just pray that, you know, Toronto is a city that doesn't see cancer, that we don't see, like, sickness outbreaks in the winter, that the flu would just leave. These are all things we can pray for that can make a serious difference. Some of the things that the Israelites were praying for, they were praying that their dreams would come true, right? And that's a big thing where we're like 14, 15, 16, is that this is, for you guys, this is the time when you start to dream those dreams that you're going to hold on to for the next 10 years. How many people's dream have changed since the time they were 7, right? What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you were like 8? What do you want to be when you grow up? You want to be a chef? What do you want to be now? Don't know yet. What's that? Nothing to do with food. Nathan, what do you want to do when you're little? Oh, sorry, Winston. Have you ever worn like the pilot helmet? No. It's kind of cool, because that way when you go up to 15,000 feet, it like rushes air into your lungs. It's kind of cool, but yeah, not. You wanted to be a ballerina. How'd that one work out for you? Yeah. One more person. What do you want to be when you were like little? A firefighter? And what about now? Now you want to be a soldier? How many people think that now the dreams that you want to do right now are the ones that you're going to hold on to a little bit longer than the ones you held on to when you were 7? Right? By praying into your dreams, hey, by praying into your dreams, that's what's going to make it happen for you. And you get to be the one to change your city by following your dreams. Right? If people wanted to be millionaires, hey, millionaire guy, what's your name? Daniel? If you become a millionaire, what are you going to do with your money? Going to give it to Ernesto, that's good. And then Ernesto, what are you going to do with it? You're going to buy stock, but you're going to spend that money. Dude, what good's $1 million if you ain't going to spend it? Yeah, but you got it. You got to. Who thinks you can have $1 million and spend none of it? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, no, keep your hands down. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Okay, so just to bring it back to point, who we are, right? Who we are is going to benefit our city. Who we are today is going to determine who we are when we people say grow up. I'm still growing up and I'm 30. Don't tell anybody. I'm not 30 yet. I'm just really close. But it's kind of like, it's one of those things, who we are today and the dreams that we have are what's going to shape our city tomorrow. And so a huge way that as young people we can love our city is by loving ourselves, is by praying into our destiny, by blessing our destiny and those of our friends around us. And so that's what we're going to do for kind of the next 2 minutes. Okay? We're going to kind of get into groups of 3 or 4, And for 2 minutes, I want each person to just take a minute and kind of share what you want to be when you grow up or what you feel like your destiny is going to be. Okay? So, like, for me, I can go first. For me, I want to be like the biggest Christian concert promoter in Canada. Okay? That's what I want to do. In April, I'm doing 12 dates with Switchfoot across Canada because that's what I do. Right? I'm like halfway there. To be honest, I'm like the fourth biggest Christian promoter in Canada, and I'm trying to get a couple other guys out of the way. Exactly. But the thing is, I'm proud of what I do because it's been my destiny. It's been my dream since I was 16 to be a concert promoter. As soon as I found out I sucked at guitar, right? So I was like, I can't be a rock star, but I want to work with rock stars, right? We have to talk, right? That's the way it goes. So it's like, by going towards your goals and by blessing your destiny, you can see really cool things happen. So we're just gonna hang out for a couple minutes, but make sure that each person gets a chance to say what they feel their destiny is, what they wanna be when they quote unquote grow up, okay? So that's gonna be like 2 minutes, so make sure everybody in your group gets to talk. Go. Was anybody's dream to be invisible? No, I'm not talking about invisible like that. Like, was anybody's dream to just, you know, sit on their couch for the next 14 years, die alone? No, no money. Just in your squander, just not be, you know? The destiny that God put inside of us is all linked to Matthew 5:13. Okay? It's Matthew 5:13 where Jesus is on the earth and he's talking about how we're called to be salt and light. Right? We're called to like show the world who we are and what God's made us to be. And so when you guys are talking about your destinies, that's something that God's put inside of you. Right? God's put something individual inside each one of us that makes us who we are. And that's kind of like what Ben was talking about when, you know, your Pokemon goes up a level in Nintendo Wii 3D, which you're all going to be at Kids Fest to check out. Just saying. Come. It's going to be pretty hot. But it's like it's this thing that just exudes out of you. And so that's what we're going to pray for right now, is we're just going to bless each other's destiny and be like, you know what? I bless your dreams to come true with what you want to do when you grow up, whatever has to happen for your dream to come true. I just bless the path that God has you on. And we're just going to take a few seconds and pray for each other, because that's kind of a big deal, is when we bless each other. Because it's good to have it in our hearts and in our mind what God's called us to. But when other people acknowledge that gifting, it just puts it back in check. And it says to the universe, right? It says to the devil. It says to other people around us, you know what? I have that call of God on my life, blessed by other people. And, you know, in the Bible it says, where two or more are gathered, God's in the midst of them. And so we're just going to bring God into the midst of us blessing each other into our destinies. Because that's a really huge thing to do. It starts at the time when we're, you know, babies. Our destiny develops over time. And so today we're just going to bless each other with it. Because it's really that easy. Because that's part of blessing our city. That's part of giving back to our city. Is being what God's called us to be. Does that make sense? So we're going to stay in our same groups. And so for each person, we're just going to say a really simple little prayer. And it's going to be like, Winston, I bless you to be a rock star. And I bless the journey that God has you on to get you there. Okay? It's like 20 words. So let's get back in our groups again. And we're just going to say those prayers over each other. Okay? It can be one person to pray for, you know, if it's a group of three. You're smart kids, you can do the math. But that's what we're going to do right now, okay? Because it's really important that we bless that call of God and that we call it out and that we speak it out. So we're going to do that now, okay? So get back in your groups and we're going to do a small kind of prayer together. If you need help knowing who goes first, shortest person always goes first, because that's normally not me. Or tallest person goes first, whatever you want to do in your group. Yeah, so it's just, God, I bless my friend in what they've dreamed to be, what they have in their heart, what you've called them to. I bless the path that you have them on. All right, so just when Ben, has everybody prayed for everybody? Has everybody received a blessing? Ladies at the back, have you guys all prayed for each other a little bit? Yeah? You guys are good. Your group was good. You have a big group. You guys were good. All right, so we got to like do some packing up, some tearing down. Gonna hit some music here. So the things that we can do to bless our city, right, is by being who we are, by following our destinies, and just by helping people. It's that simple, you know, doing what we do. So I'd love to be able to be at Kids Fest in 2 weeks and see at least 10 of you guys out there and see you guys making a difference. There's gonna, you know, that's an easy thing that we're setting up to help people learn what it's like to help people. Because until today, I would say that I hadn't helped somebody that I didn't know for at least like 2 weeks, you know? There's like a short old lady on the subway today that got lost. She was young in Eglinton when she was trying to get to Bay Station. Not quite sure how that happened, but I was able to help her find her way back and rode the train with her a little bit. Not a big deal, right? But I was helping somebody in my city and I was just being who I was. And so bless you guys to be who you are, to help other people, to see what this verse means. It's Jeremiah 29, verse 4 and 5. It's loving your city. It's being who you are. Come to Kids Fest. Love some kids. Love some parents. Give some parents a break. You know, that's something we can all do. We can babysit. We can watch a kid for a few minutes so that mom and dad can go have lunch. Whatever it is in your world that works. You know, whatever you feel Holy Spirit saying. That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? So you guys have a good week.